T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome, friends. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. We made it to Friday. Yeah. So, yeah, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. Had my doctor's appointment today, and I'm still on the fence about whether or not I want to get the booster. Because, as I said earlier, when I said in for a penny, in for a pound, that was before I actually had COVID itself. So now I'm just a little bit confused. I've got some more docs I want to talk to about that. What do I really gain? And then again, what are the actual risks? But anyway, we're talking about something else. And basically, if you're just joining us, I want your take. You might be a business person, or you might be a working squid. Whatever you happen to be in this life. Do you believe there is actually a shortage of workers? Is there a staffing crisis in America? I must confess that places with whom or with which I have done business regularly don't have as many people working there as they used to have. Now, whether people are working remotely or whether they've gotten lean and mean, such an 80s expression, I don't know. But basically, guys, here's the narrative has been, hey, people don't want to work anymore. Employers are getting desperate to get people to work. Please, please take a job. Please be part of the solution. But we have audio right here from Tampa Bay 13, Fox 13 in Tampa Bay, about a guy who did an experiment where he sent out a whole bunch of resumes, and if there's a so-called staffing shortage, how come he doesn't have a gig?
Well, one man's quest to find a job is raising questions about the labor shortage right now. He says he applied to more than 60 entry-level positions. Entry-level. But he got one interview, and he's not the only one. As Fox 13's Jordan Bowen reports, jobs are posted, people are qualified, but for some, in fact for many, the hiring isn't happening.
For people like Tanya Azam, the job search has been a never-ending cycle of submitting applications, following up with calls, but getting no responses.
It's like frustrating because I know myself, because I used to work at Ann and Taylor as a sales lead position. So why now no one is accepting me as the same sales lead position?
Azam also previously worked as a medical assistant and has a bachelor's degree, but has been out of work for the last 5 months after her former employer reduced her hours. Now she says no job is off the table. She's applied for entry-level jobs at Target, Walmart, TJ Maxx, McDonald's, Outback Steakhouse, and anywhere else that's hiring, but hasn't received a single interview.
They just say, we are waiting for the hiring manager to come and they can call you back. Or you have to wait a couple of days so we can see it, your application online. And no one just can't be back.
Like Azam, Joey Holtz, a former food service worker and charter boat crewman, is running into the same problem.
This doesn't make any sense. If everybody's hiring and everybody's so desperate for employees, then why aren't they even responding to an email?
So he started an experiment, applied to 2 jobs a day for 30 days. Of the 60 positions he applied to, he received 9 email responses, 1 follow-up call, and one interview. For a construction job advertised as a full-time position paying $10 an hour, but turned it down when he learned it was only part-time. According to a survey of more than 1,800 job seekers by the career site FlexJobs, 42% say employers were unresponsive. Reasons could vary depending on the company, but experts say the hesitation could be due to problems with application screening programs, managers being too busy to respond to every applicant, or employers only wanting to hire applicants who come recommended.
We have good skills. They have to consider all people. They have to get interview with employees. Maybe we're gonna get some luck.
Reporting in Tampa, Jordan Bowen, Fox 13 News.
Fox 13, Tampa, St. Petersburg, and I want to know what the situation is like here in Western New York, because, look, it's no big secret. I know a lot of business owners in Western New York. The single biggest complaint, and I'm not going to name anybody, but these would be businesses you would know. The single biggest complaint is we can't find anyone who wants to work. So I want to find out, how many of you can relate to these people in Florida? The one lady we heard, as well as the one gentleman we heard, who got one interview, and it wasn't even for the full-time job they advertised. They wanted him as part-time at $10 an hour, which, I mean, you can make more money in fast food than you can in construction in Florida. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Is there really a staffing shortage, or is there a reality shortage on the part of employers who don't understand that people need money on which to live? These evil capitalist pigs. 803, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And for the record, when I would hire kids to work at my house doing garden stuff, even 5 years ago, they were making $15 an hour. Just so we're clear on that, all right? Let's go to Tracy in Marilla on WBEN. Tracy, hi.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
I'm well, thank you.
So I tried calling you yesterday on something you were talking about, but for today, I wanted to talk about, the guy that called that's been applying to Roswell. I happen to work there, and I had trouble for years getting interviews, and then found that because your resume, it's a hospital, so this may be all many medical places, it goes through HR, and these are not medical people. So what you need to do is take literally word for word from the job description and put that in your cover letter and your resume. Otherwise, you can definitely get missed, and that could be a lot of what's happening.
Well, he did say, as I recall, that he did have some in-person interviews, and my thinking, having talked to him on the phone, was I think he needs to spice things up a little bit. I think he's got to be a little more sparky.
Yeah, and that it too. And then the other thing, I think a lot, like majority of jobs I've gotten, I've called them and asked, have you had a chance to review my resume? You know, jobs don't come looking for you, really. There's, dime a dozen pretty much.
And again, this, when we talk about that guy in Florida who sent out the 60 resumes, we have no idea whether he followed up those resumes with calls as you have done, and certainly as I have done. And it's a matter of record. The last two jobs I got by making myself a just short of stalker pain in the butt.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to put yourself out there if you really want something. So can I touch base really quick on something from yesterday?
No, I want to keep it with what we're doing today.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Yeah, I want to talk about this whole shortage of workers and whether it is a myth or whether it is a fact. Is it a question of people not wanting to work, or is it a question of employers having unrealistic expectations about what they're going to get for $25,000 a year? The kind of commitment they're going to get from a full-time worker at $35,000 a year. That's not even $17 an hour. And there is a restaurant in Buffalo And some friends were talking about it the other day. It's a very, I want to be careful how I say this because for various reasons, but it's a very well-known restaurant with an Italian feel, and they are paying somebody $22 an hour to wash dishes. Now, whether that is across the board, $22 an hour to wash dishes, or this person has 15 arms, I have no idea. But if you are looking for a job, how is the job hunt going? Because maybe, look, there's always the possibility, I hate to admit this, there's always the possibility I could be wrong about something. I know, it's tough to say, but there's always the possibility that I could be naive, because for the past year, I have been under the very strong impression that it is your market as a worker, that as long as you are room temperature, as long as you are not decomposing, and as long as you don't have, some kind of horrible criminal record and a blue dot over your house, that you could get a pretty good job for very little effort and make some seriously good bread, because employers are so short of people to run their business. Because if you've got a business, okay, let's say you've got a prime piece of real estate. Let's just say a restaurant, okay? Seem to know a lot about those. I keep a lot of them in business. But let's just say you own a restaurant on Main Street, wherever your hometown happens to be. That restaurant is a liability every minute it is not open, every minute it is not generating profit. Every moment it is not generating revenue. We talked to him yesterday. That's not going to work. One call per person per week, folks. Okay. One call per person per week. It's not going to be good if you have a business that isn't open, because you're still paying taxes on it. You still are having wear and tear on the structure because of the elements. And what you've got to do is make sure that as many hours of the week as possible, your particular structure is open and making money. And at restaurants, for example, and you'll forgive me if I continually talk about restaurants, but at restaurants, there are certain metrics that have to be met every business hour of every day, especially in the prime dining and drinking hours. And the owners of these restaurants will check in and they will ask whoever the GM is or whoever the main bartender is, hey, are we taking in X number of dollars per hour? Because you have to, because there are taxes that have to be paid. There are wages that have to be paid. There are a million and one regulations that you've got to keep on top of, not to mention the health department and everything else that can possibly be a liability for your business. So anyway, let me just reset this thing. So we here in the United States and probably around the world, but frankly, I don't care as much about Ireland as I do about the United States because I happen to live here. But we have been told that there is a staffing shortage. And the implication has been that Americans don't want to work. The further implication has been Americans don't want to work because it's been made too easy to not work for a very long time during the pandemic, although that oasis is starting to run dry. So if you are in Buffalo, Western New York, or you might actually be listening from out of town, it's all totally cool in the gang. Have you been able to get people to return your call? Have you been able to get people to consider hiring you? Because, again, getting back to this guy in Florida, think about this. Two resumes a day for 30 days for a total of 60 jobs for which resumes were sent. and only one interview, and that was kind of a bogus interview because they kind of baited and switched the job. However, keep in mind, I don't know whether he did the resume in crayon. I don't know if he made follow-up phone calls. I don't know. But what I'm very curious, here in Western New York, those of you who've been sending out resumes, who've been trying to get work, have you had an easy time getting hired? Because it is my belief, and again, there's a possibility, slim it might be, there's a possibility that I'm wrong, but there has never been a better time to find yourself hired and make some good money. You know, some of the servers at some of the mid-range to nicer restaurants around here, folks, it is not unusual for these servers to walk out of a five-hour restaurant shift with $300 in tip money. You can make a good dollar. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is it Chris in Portchester? Chris, you're on WBEN, the other side of the state. Welcome.
Hey, nice. Oh, you know where Portchester is, home of the Lifesavers.
Well, yes, also the home of many a fine Steely Dan show at that old arena you've got.
Yeah, the Cap, but that's the place.
Man. And Whole Foods. You've got a Whole Foods there.
Jerry Garcia's favorite place to play.
There you go.
I've seen the Stones and Bowie there, and it's half a mile away from my house.
And I actually said it right. I didn't say Portchester. I said Portchester.
Yes, I noticed that too. You sound like you're from down there.
All right, what's on your mind, bud?
Well, I'm a longtime teacher. I taught in Portchester for years, and I moved out of the state just for the heck of it. And I'm still teaching, and a bunch of us teachers are like, we're getting the hell out of here because education has become a disaster. And yet, when I put my resume out there, which is a pretty strong resume after 28 years in the business, it's like no hits at all. Like, what's going on? It's like we're staying put because not because we want to, but because we have to, because nobody's getting back to any of us, and I'm talking different types of jobs, not just education jobs. So I feel for everybody who's been, saying what they're saying today. It's really hard out there, even for somebody with I've got a master's and I'm working on a second one, and it's like, you know, forget it. So I really feel for everybody out there today.
Well, I want to hear from more people. I want to get a better sense for what it is really like. I mean, because if I've had the wrong paradigm, I want to know if I've had the wrong paradigm. And, you know, basically, I have been led to believe that getting a job in 2021 is kind of like shooting fish in a barrel. But it ain't necessarily so. Chris, what have you done to stand out from the crowd in the edumacation profession?
The edumacation profession. Look, funny you said that. Well, I became a NASA educator about 15 years ago, and I'm still in contact. I'm a UB graduate, and I keep in touch with Buffalo all the time on every level. I just was up there a month ago. I'm working with UB now in preparation for the amazing solar eclipse coming to Buffalo in 2024. So I've got NASA on my list. I've got working with Goddard Space Flight Center. I've been around the country doing professional development. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. It's like they just don't care what you've done. I don't know. Well, what's all this talk about? There's being jobs out there, and yet I have a stellar resume. Well, I think a pretty strong resume, and yet I'm not getting any knocks. I've got, like, it's pressing.
This is really interesting. So is it a more accurate statement to say there are jobs available out there, but these cheapskates don't understand that you get what you pay for in terms of talent?
Well, yeah. I like to say I don't come cheap, but I'm not asking for the stars, so to speak, stars either. They want to fill these classrooms or whatever with these new teachers just fresh out of school, but without even a master's. And, you know, I feel like I'm old news now, 59 and, you know, down the drain. It's like, I wake up thinking this, I go to bed thinking this. I think all this work I put in, all this money for my master's, UB was a great education, by the way, for on the cheap. I highly recommend it. And I it's so frustrating. I feel like I'm just venting to you today. And I love your show, by the way. I listen to it every day.
No, I appreciate it. And Dr. Tom's prescription is that you hop on the train and go into the city and walk around a bit tonight.
the Thorazine Express, I know. But it's like, it's not just me. And the problem with education is when I go on Facebook to this middle school science teacher site, every teacher's got the same issues. We're all fed up. We're all looking out there. Indeed's got, you know, a million things, though, you know, and other sites. But nobody gets back to you. What's the purpose of me subscribing to Indeed and all these other things when nobody gets back to you? Is anybody getting back to anybody on Indeed or these other places? Because I certainly don't know of anybody, myself included.
You know what? You raise an interesting point. My guess, and hopefully we're going to hear from some managers, my guess is that people aren't getting back to you because a lot of managers find themselves now doing the jobs of five people.
Yeah. Oh, I would have, yeah.
I mean, people in middle management are being crunched time-wise. Chris, keep in touch with us. Did you happen to send me an email yesterday about the eclipse?
Monday, about the eclipse? Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, that was you. All right, I was going to say, yeah. How weird. 2 days in a row I've heard about this big eclipse coming up.
It's you on Monday. I said it to you on Monday.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Man.
All right, and Port Chester, by the way, home of the Capitol Theater, which is kind of like Shea's. I've seen Steely Dan there a couple of times, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. Mrs. Nerd has her official Capitol Theater T-shirt at home. It is 3:28. I think this is a really interesting show, very interesting, because, like, how do I say this without coming off like a moron and also without coming off as falsely humble? If I'm wrong about something, I need to know that I'm wrong about something. So if I'm wrong in my assumption that it's really easy to get a job now and all you have to be is basically not decomposing, I need to know that, okay? Because I get one side of the story from business owners and then I hear from you guys trying to get jobs and you can't get anybody to get back with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, thank you, Pasquale. Thanks to the caller from Port Chester, New York. And, you know, the dude really brought back a lot of memories because Mrs. Nerd and I had some very good times in Port Chester. And, frankly, we had a lot of good times in New York City before the communists destroyed it. And, you know, what can I say? A lot of life is about making memories, and I'm kind of smiling from ear to ear after that phone call, thinking about the show at the Capitol Theater and everything we did before the show, and it was a riot, really was. Anyway, welcome to the program. So, guys, as much as as far as the one call per person per week thing, that's not chiseled in stone from on high. I will make exceptions to the one person, one call per person per week rule. But the guy who called in that I said, no, we had him on already, he had a very long phone call the other day. So, and a very distinctive voice. So I'm trying to get more diverse and varied voices on the show, if that makes sense. Sometimes I will take the same caller more than once in a week, but usually not if that caller has had a lot of time on some other topic. It's better for all of us, believe me. Okay, so, hi. There's always the opportunity, or there's always the possibility, rather, that I can be wrong about something. So here I am under the idea that America has a staffing shortage. that employers are offering the moon and can't get anybody to work. But what I'm hearing is, Tom, that is not true. This isn't a guy in Florida who is featured in national news because he sent 60 resumes out and only ended up with one interview, and that was a bait-and-switch interview. We're hearing from people, well, in New York State, but mostly in Western New York, who you want to work, you've sent out the resumes, but nobody is contacting you. Now, one of the reasons why I suspect, okay, is management people are doing more than they've ever had to do before. And I'm not trying to brown nose here, but you've heard the name Tim Wenger in association with this radio station, right? Okay. Every time I turn around, Wenger has another responsibility that he's got to take care of. And he doesn't bitch about it, doesn't whine about it, but he no longer is just the program director of WBEN. He has a lot of hats that he wears. And it is impossible, given the amount of complaints about me, it is impossible, given the volume of emails he receives and phone calls, he cannot get back with anybody. He can't get back with everybody. And if we post a job, I don't know how he's going to get back with people. He might have to delegate that to his assistant PD. And that's not my position, by the way. But I kind of wonder if maybe some of you who sent out resumes, do you think you've been following up enough on your resume? Because in my experience, it isn't enough to just send a resume out. As I said, and I'm going to repeat this because I think this is very important that you know this, okay? When I got hired in St. Louis, I didn't just send them a resume and forget about it. I sent them a resume, and I kept calling and calling and calling. And as it turned out, the program director there was a guy who was born in Olean, New York. So I had an inn there, a Western New York inn. And the same thing, when I was coming from St. Louis to Buffalo, I didn't just send a resume to the old GR. I sent a resume, and I pretty much stalked people. I mean, just short of criminal offenses, I called people on the phone every day, every other day. I basically made them hire me, kind of what Ray Liotta did to get the role in Goodfellas. He pestered Martin Scorsese until he got the role. And sometimes, folks, I think in order to get a job, that's one way you can stand out head and shoulders above anybody else. But what surprises me is that given this never-ending staffing shortage about which we've been hearing, you guys are having to go to that extent. So I want to know what it's like trying to get a job right now. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to the beautiful city of the Locks, Lockport. You're on WBEN, Brian.
How you doing, Tom? Thanks for taking my call.
Well, my pleasure. What can I do for you?
Well, I manage a collection agency, and me and the people, we sit pretty close together, not socially distanced too far, and we talk all day long and try to get more people in lately. And what we've come to is that too many people have been too incentivized to stay home and expect money. And in our industry, it's all money. So there's ups and there's downs. You've got free money coming in left and right. And when the unemployment just started running out, it's a mad dash. Nobody's trying to come to work for us. We're getting applications and resumes online that have no experience but want $18 an hour.
Well, Brian, let me just interrupt, if I may. One of the mysteries about this whole situation is when the extra unemployment benefits began to dry up, we have not exactly seen a blizzard of resumes or people rushing to get back into the workplace as we thought might happen.
No, I agree with that. And it's more than one facet right now. You've got people that are being told that they can't keep their job unless they're vaccinated. You have people that don't want to go to work because they're of the uncertainty if they have to be vaccinated or if they've got to wear a mask all day long. You have people that don't feel like their $15 an hour is good enough for them, so they want $18 an hour but don't really have any of the experience to back up that pay. So employers are looking at it and saying, well, I'm going to pay $18 an hour with 2 years of experience compared to the other guy who wants $18 an hour with, you know, 5 years of experience. So people are kind of incentivized to get more money than what they might actually be worth at their job. I mean, it's that not everybody's worth it, or if they can't perform the task at that job.
Yeah, remember what I said earlier about cell phones going in and out, and here we have another example of that, but at least the strength of Brian's voice is able to power through a lot of that. Brian, one of the things, okay, as a somebody who's in bill collections, which is a very tough job, I do not envy you at all. I can't imagine how many F-bombs you have dropped on you every single day.
All day.
Yeah, I can imagine. But one of the things that that I would, if I were going for a job at your place and I wanted to prove that I was worth the extra money, I would say, try me for a week and see the revenue I bring in and give me a target to meet. And if I meet that target, will you then give me the $18 an hour? Something like that work for you?
Oh, absolutely. And we've actually, my company has actually gone that route. We'll say, yeah, well, why wouldn't we believe you're worth $18 an hour? Here's a month. Show us what you got. After 2 weeks, you're going to know real quick if somebody's worth $18 an hour in collections. If they haven't put any money on the board and they're just really rough around the edges and they're not a good fit, you're not keeping that $18 an hour. You're getting cut down to what the manager thinks you are worth at that job, which is normally $12, $13, $14 an hour. But with the unemployment going up, it puts everything in a bind because you're hiring collectors now that are honestly only worth $12, $13 an hour based on the way they speak to people on the phone. All of a sudden, demanding $15 an hour, they're going to go to McDonald's and make $15 an hour.
And frankly, the McDonald's job is probably a lot easier than yours. And I'm not denigrating people who work at McDonald's. I you fast food workers, I love you.
Right, but they're not getting a bonus check. So that's the plus side for collections. There's that bonus check. So while the unemployment or while the minimum wage goes up, you still have the opportunity to make a bonus check, which is why we stayed thriving through this whole pandemic and we're still there, still doing the right thing.
So just out of curiosity, now you're calling in from Lockport. There's a debt collection place on Worley by the thruway by where I live. And I'm driving and I have that nasty habit of concentrating on the road when I'm driving and not reading signs as I'm driving. But I think in big print, it says something like experienced collectors can make $50,000 a year. Is that true?
Experienced collectors where I work are making $80,000 and $100,000 a year.
Wow.
The place you're talking about over on Worley, you're probably looking at NAFS. It's by the thruway. It's a pretty big agency, or maybe it's Mercantile now. I don't know. One of them got bought out, but I've been in the industry now for almost 20 years, and the people that don't really last long are the people that are threatening, you know, to have sheriffs come to your house and all that kind of stuff. But in my business where I work, the people that work for me last year, everybody in the office made over $50,000. 100%.
Very, very interesting. The bottom line is you haven't seen a flood of applications or resumes coming in as the extra unemployment expired.
No. We've seen a flood of resumes that have no prior history whatsoever. The people that are in this industry, they're not going anywhere because they build up stuff called post-apes. They're comfortable in their job. They have no reason to go anywhere. You've got a lot of people that are looking for jobs now that don't have experience in the field. So it's not that I've got a lack of resumes, but somebody who's going to say that they want, you know, even $15 an hour with zero experience whatsoever, it's tough when you've got other people that can come in and make $15 an hour, have a low goal, and just collect money through the roof. So we're not in a hurry to go and hire people and say, yeah, we're going to give you a chance at $15 an hour with no experience over the guy who's got 3 years of experience for $15 or $16 an hour.
Understood. A great call. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Brian. Wow. So is there really a staffing shortage, or is the staffing shortage a filthy capitalist pig trick to cover up the fact that they don't want to pay you what you are worth? I'm just using two hypothetical ends of a continuum. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I should probably mention the area code is 716 for what it's worth. Let's get right back to the calls. Dean in Tonawanda. Dino, is there really a staffing shortage, or is there a shortage of employers willing to actually pay decent money you can actually live on?
I don't know. See, I'm a I'm a part-time school bus driver, and while this epidemic was going on, I saw a lot of full-time jobs that, I mean, they were going out of their way, offering signing bonuses and, you know, pretty good pay, but it was, you know, full-time. Because I've been working through the whole thing and collecting that unemployment benefit thing that they've been putting through, and most of us part-time drivers have been doing the same thing. So we've been keeping our job and staying working here, but I've seen a lot of opportunities where they were posting signs everywhere, you know, $1,000 signing bonus and you know, $18 an hour. I'm like, and it says anybody, you know, it was like non-skilled type thing. It was like warehouses or something.
Okay, getting back to the whole driving situation, obviously you've got a CDL. Your job as a school bus driver or anybody who possesses a CDL, especially with endorsements, it carries with it an enormous responsibility. And if you go out to dinner with somebody you care about, even one glass of wine, you got to watch it.
Absolutely. I can't even touch it. I think it's 0.6 before you even touch anything.
Yeah. I mean, you've got my hats are off to you and all the other drivers. So as far as driving school bus, is this something you're going to continue to do, or are you going to go into something like warehousing?
Yeah, I worked. I retired from the NFTA and Metro, and then I came over to school bus, and I'm happy with the way it's working out. I mean, especially after that that extra stipend that the unemployment was offering us, you know, it helped a lot. I mean, it really did. So I didn't really have to look for full time. I could stay, and I actually worked through the summer.
Well, you're bringing back memories for a lot of people listening, I'm sure, of the Cabrini movie set where our luxury limousine transportation consisted of old school buses.
Yep.
Nothing like the smell of a school bus.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Good reminder.
Oh, yeah. Dean, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
And I'll tell you what, you haven't lived until you've driven by the Unity Island sewage treatment plant when it is in high gear on a muggy August night. And then they're trying to sell condos right across the street by the thruway. Like, wow, how would you like to be the realtor showing a condo when the sewage plant is in high gear in August? Oh, highly unfortunate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.